I can think of several times in my life when I have been overwhelmed. Sometimes it was just too many things to do. And sometimes it was an important decision that I needed to make. Times when I have just really felt like I couldn't function anymore. How many of you have been there? Yeah? I hope you'll listen to the scripture that we're going to read today. Well, is this really the Sunday before Christmas? We said that already. If Christmas is on Sunday, is this the Sunday before Christmas? Or if Christmas is... I'm getting no help from any of you. Okay, all right. But anyway, we're going to read the story of Jesus' birth from Matthew's Gospel. And I want you to listen to the, let's call it, overwhelming decision that Joseph has to make. When you're listening and reading along with this, look at Joseph. Joseph's trying to make a decision about his future and Mary's future. How was God present to Joseph when he had this overwhelming decision to make? Let's read Matthew 1, 18 through 25. Now, the birth of Jesus, the Messiah, took place in this way. When his mother Mary had been engaged to Joseph, but before they lived together, she was found to be with child from the Holy Spirit. Her husband Joseph, being a righteous man and unwilling to expose her to public disgrace, planned to dismiss her quietly. But just when he had resolved to do this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary as your wife, for the child conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will bear a son, and you are to name him Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins." All this took place to fulfill what had been spoken by the Lord through the prophet, "Look, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall name him Emmanuel," which means God is with us. When Joseph awoke from sleep, he did as the angel of the Lord commanded him. He took her as his wife, but had no marital relations with her until she had borne a son, and he named him Jesus. The word of God for the people of God. So, Dr. John MacArthur wrote a book, The Miracle of Christmas. And it is from that book that I sure hope that I have not, I don't think I've ever told this story at Slash Christian Church. But if I have, bear with me, it's still funny, even if you've heard it twice. A little girl went to Sunday school. MacArthur tells this story in his book. And the assignment was to make a drawing of the story of Jesus' birth. And she comes triumphantly to her mother after church, you know, shaking the picture. "Here's my picture of Jesus." And she says, "Mommy, Mommy, the teacher said I had the most unique picture ever of the nativity story." And the mother was very proud and picked up the paper and looked at it and studied it for a moment and says, "This is indeed a very peculiar Christmas picture," the mother said. "Wonderfully drawn. But why have you made all these people riding on the back of an airplane?" Little girl was annoyed with her mother. "Mother, that's the flight into Egypt." And the mother finally is brave enough to ask the little girl, "Who is this mean-looking man sitting at the front of the plane?" And she said, well, Mom, that's Pontius the Pilate. All right? And then the mother says, who is this really, really big fat man sitting here by the baby Jesus? And she says, Mama, that's round John Virgin. And I tell this story now, and I love this story so much because it reminds me of something we were talking about with the children in the children's sermon. It is easy, you know, in this season to get confused about what it is that we are celebrating. We get so overwhelmed with all of these things that we have to do in order to arrive at the celebration of Jesus' birth on Christmas Day, in order to get ready for Santa Claus to come and visit, in order to be with the family and fix all this food and all these meals and all of these things. And we forget what Christmas is really supposed to be about. I have no doubt that this little girl understood what Christmas, the importance of Christmas in drawing the picture. But there are so many signs around us of people who don't really know what the holiday is for. And I illustrate that with another little story. On the day after Christmas, a man asked a little girl out, you know, on the street, honey, did you get everything you wanted for Christmas? And the little girl said, no, but it's not my birthday anyway, is it? That is a person who understood what Christmas was about. We do get overwhelmed with all the things that we need to do. We have one more week before we celebrate. And I want to look at Joseph's story and our own. You know, what can we do to learn to be present to each other? We've been talking about this during Advent. How can we be here now in our relationships with each other? How can we be present to God in each moment? Those are the things that we want to talk about when we think about the reason for the season. Jesus, the reason for the season. So, think about a time in your life when you have wrestled with a tough decision. And I'm not talking about where you're going to eat lunch today. I mean, I'm talking about maybe a life-changing decision with implication for years ahead. Put yourself in Joseph's position. He was overwhelmed. I mean, the law said that this woman who was with child should be killed. But as the scripture we read today said, he had just planned to dismiss her quietly until what happened? Until God came and spoke to Joseph and explained the situation to him. Mary has done nothing wrong, Joseph, the angel said to him in his dream. Her pregnancy was due to the work of the Holy Spirit. This little story, tucked up in here, maybe even hidden from us sometimes when we don't think about it from Joseph's point of view, is exactly what Be Here Now is about. What did Joseph need in that moment in order for him to be able to be present to Mary in her time of distress? I mean, I'm sure Mary was overwhelmed as well. We can cultivate a relationship with God as Mary and Joseph did, and we can be sure that God will be here now whenever we have need. We can be sure that God will not abandon us. We can be sure that God will be there right when we need it. Christmas, this scripture said, is the declaration that God is with us. God is here. Those were the words that Joseph needed to hear when he found out that Mary was pregnant. Everything about the situation that he was in and she was in was overwhelming. But what he needed to hear was, I am here. I am here now, Joseph. God is fully present with us when everything is going great and when we're overwhelmed in our lives. We need to hear that word too, because our lives are just like Mary and Joseph's. Sometimes maybe we feel like we're all alone out there. But God came into the world so that God could be here now, right when you need it. Amen. Amen.